This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going to John Rappaport in just one moment. I want to finish up with what I was talking about in Europe. Of course, we see the Green Party saying this is some kind of Eurocentric thing. We want multiculturalism. We hate Islamophobia. And yet, we have the Polish interior minister say the people who are doing this, who are bringing in massive refugees, they are striving to bring about the kind of crisis that we have seen in France and Germany and elsewhere. And, of course, France is going to have their election, the first round of their presidential elections on Sunday. The candidates need to get enough votes to make it to the second round because they have a lot of different political parties. There's not one strong winner there. So everybody is looking to see who the two are going to be that are going to make it to the runoff. We have Le Pen's party saying, and Le Pen said, I want to be president of the French Republic. I don't want to be a European Commission president. I consider the EU has done a lot of harm to our country. And then her second-in-command said, you'll soon see that we will stuff your oligarchic rag in the cupboard, referring to the EU flag. He put that out on a Twitter message. Well, we've seen the kind of destruction that's been done, and we've seen what happened in Fresno, California, where we just had 2 days ago the individual who shot people, who was a Muslim, who was following all the multicultural instructions that he had gotten. But I want to take a look real quickly before we go to John, this Heartland article here about a PBS lesson plan that's called Dying to Be a Martyr. This is being offered for free by the Public Broadcasting Service, which you support with your taxes. It seems to encourage students to learn to sympathize with radical Islamic terrorists. Of course, McMaster's would not want to use that phrase. H.R. McMaster's doesn't like that, but that's not politically correct enough for him. So in this, a good example of this, they have one lesson plan called Martyrdom. They interview two individuals. One was a suicide bomber that failed, and he's interviewed from jail. He's asked why he wanted to be a suicide bomber, and he says, I feel I'd rather die than live the kind of life that I'm living here in Israel. And so they instruct the teachers to probe the children to check their understanding of why he wants to kill people, never saying that this is wrong, okay? Nothing causes them to denounce his claims. And then they look at a third video that was recorded of a guy who actually was successful as a suicide bomber, and he says, if the Israelis kill a child in Gaza, I'm ready to kill one in Tel Aviv. If they destroy houses in Gaza, I'll do it in Tel Aviv. So they, in terms of having a balanced approach, they just have them look at the motivations of these two suicide bombers, never telling them that this is wrong, never denouncing their radical claims. And, of course, at the end of March, we also had another set of instructions. This was put out, notice, by the Christian Action Network. They sent a letter of demand to the U.S. Department of Education that wanted them to block another PBS program. That was educational material that covered topics relating to Islam that the Christian group said was nothing more than indoctrinating students into Islamic religious beliefs, duties, and actions. So that's where we see this multicultural war headed, and many people in Europe are starting to wake up to this. We'll have to see what's going to happen this Sunday. John, your comments on what's going on with this. John Rappaport.
Well, it's as you say, you know, indoctrination rather than education.
Yeah.
Let's set this up, and also, this is an old liberal kind of rag, if you want to even call it liberal. Nobody's doing anything wrong. Doesn't matter what you do.
That's right. All
about deciding why you did it and what happened to you.
You can be a suicide bomber, and that's okay because that's your truth. Yeah.
Oh, and also because of your past. Something happened to you. It's not your fault. Nobody's responsible. So what difference does it make? Unbelievable.
Absolutely. And we hear the Twilight Zone coming in as a bumper music because that is the Twilight Zone that we live in, folks. All right. Stay with us. John Rappaport is going to do the rest of the fourth hour. Thank you so much, John Rappaport. We'll be right back.
it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here. InfoWars. Got a bunch of stories to cover here. All of them important. Let's start with this. The whole Russia thing. The whole incredible Russia thing. Russia hacked the election. Russia influenced the election. Russia was throwing the election to Trump. All of this broke out like a rash immediately after Trump won the election. And at first, it seemed as if, okay, these incredible fake news stories were cooked up in order to delegitimize the presidency of Trump, to say he wasn't really the president, to find a way the Democrats were desperately hoping to overturn the election, to get Trump out of office before he ever got there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now we can see there was another motive on top of that, a very significant motive. Let's say you're the military industrial complex, okay? You're the defense contractors. You're the neocons. You're the crazies who want war at any cost, endless war all over the world. you have different reasons for it. We don't have to get into those right away, but the point is, this is how you live. This is how you dream. This is how you make your money. This is how you profit, and so on and so forth. And now you see, during the presidential campaign, what's happening in Syria. You see Putin and Russia backing President Assad, saying they're going to intercede and try to destroy ISIS and preserve Assad in office. You see Trump saying, well, why don't I sit down and talk with this guy? I think maybe we could bring peace to Syria. Why not? There are a lot of terrorists running around there that need to be taken out. So is anything wrong with that? Well, yeah, there is. That rose the red flag. That signaled the bell. That was the warning shot that somehow Trump and Putin might sit down and just have a friendly conversation. Why not? We can cooperate. We can put an end to this horrendous catastrophe that's ongoing in Syria and bring peace, a negotiated settlement. And as time wore on, it became apparent that the actions of Russia primarily, and to a lesser extent the U.S., were resolving the wartime situation more and more in Syria. Well, this is a fantastic threat to you if you're the military-industrial complex. You have to do something about this on many different fronts, not just one. But one of the things you've got to try to do is drive a wedge in between Putin and Trump. And you've got to attack Trump so vociferously about Russia and his ties to Russia and his associates' ties to Russia and anybody who even knows Trump who makes a phone call to anybody who might be Russian is now a treasonous SOB and deserves to be put on trial, et cetera, that you begin to try to turn the tide so that Trump feels that he has to take some action that is not going to be favorable toward Russia. For example, he's going to send missiles into Syria. Well, you need a provocative incident for that, and you had that in this highly dubious story about the poison gas attack. But basically, you have to, if you are the military-industrial complex, defame, derogate, insult, do everything possible to put down Russia, tie Russia and Putin to Trump, and drive a wedge between them. Otherwise, you might get a breakout of peace in Syria. And if that happened, who knows how the other dominoes might fall? Who knows what other negotiated settlements and peace negotiations might occur between other countries? It might become infectious and contagious, and that would be horrendous for you, the military-industrial complex. And so now we see yet another reason, a bigger reason, why all of this sudden, out of nowhere, horrendous negative publicity about Russia. Very important to understand how that game is being played and what the stakes are for the neocons and the military-industrial complex. So before I move on to the next piece, let me remind you that at InfoWarsStore.com, last chance, Easter mega specials ending soon. You know all about the censorship that's being attempted against InfoWars, an attempt to cut down the number of ads that can be presented across digital platforms and so on for InfoWars products, an attempt to delist, destroy, reduce the influence of what InfoWars is saying about freedom. You know all about that. Okay, so know about the products which are supporting InfoWars, the products that will help restore your health to max. Win-win for everybody. Last chance, Easter mega specials ending soon at InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off BrainForce, 25% off Super Male Vitality, 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12. 25% off Super Female Vitality, 25% off Survival Shield X2, and many other products at InfoWarsStore.com. Reach out for optimum health, spend your hard-earned money in a good place, and support the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. Next up, this was a piece that came and went. Major media. 5 minutes. Oh, look at this. Oh, it's gone. Never to reappear again. I know Zero Hedge was carrying it. I believe InfoWars was carrying it too. Facebook in negotiations with the French government to shut down pro-Marine Le Pen posts. She's running for president of France as the election nears. Get that? Facebook talking with French government officials about shutting down pro-Marine Le Pen posts as election nears. What? Let's translate that if you didn't get it. Facebook colluding with the French government in order to influence a foreign election, an election in France. Facebook hacking an election. I mean, the whole farcical story of Russia hacking the U.S. election based on no evidence that we've ever seen. What is that compared to this? Out in the open, apparently. Do we see the mainstream press howling about it? A corporation, a giant corporation, social media, Facebook, figuring out ways to censor and shut down posts on Facebook that are in support of Le Pen as the election nears? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you get what that means? Just putting a frog in my throat to even talk about it. That's influencing an election. That's hacking an election, plain and simple. I mean, what else would you call it? I don't know. I'm asking the question. Where's the New York Times? Where's the Washington Post? Where's CBS, NBC, Associated Press? Where's investigative journalism looking into this? Where are advocates of the First Amendment in the United States? Mainstream academics. First Amendment dead? Oh, yes. Well, you see, we favor the First Amendment, except if it rolls over into being supportive of evil, and we decide what that is, then we have to limit free speech. We have to shut it down. We have to do everything we can because it could incite people to actually do evil. I see. So where's the limit on this? I mean, how much can you shut down? We can shut down anything we want to. If we judge that it's going to have a profound negative effect. I see. So the First Amendment then is conditional. Oh, yes. Didn't you know that? Haven't you really studied the evolution of the Constitution? Well, no. I mean, I've looked at the actual Constitution. No. You have to look at the precedents that have been set since then. What is the danger to the public? We, the people in charge, we have to decide that. And then we can deny the right to free speech if we think and suppose that the danger is going to escalate as a result of permitting free speech. Wow, I never heard of that interpretation of the First Amendment before. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is what's happening, folks. It is the shutdown of free speech. It is censorship. All under the rubric of Well, we who know what's good for you decide what you can see and hear and smell and touch and taste and feel and experience. And then instead, we'll give you our virtual reality. Be back after the break.
Brought to you by Attorney Tax.
If you're in trouble with the IRS and owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, listen to this important public announcement. The IRS is now offering a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can offer significantly reduced settlements that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and substantially reduce or eliminate your tax burden. If you're approved and qualified, the IRS will stop the collections against you. Don't feel overwhelmed. Please call the consumer hotline to see if you qualify. 800-295-3715. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you may qualify for substantial relief and even forgiveness. See if you qualify and get the help you need by calling the consumer hotline. 800-295-3715. That's 800-295-3715. 800-295-3715.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's Harry's.com, code 9797 to get your free trial set.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please.
John Rappaport back here in the fourth hour. InfoWars, sitting in for Alex. Talking about free speech, the First Amendment. What is it? Why was it put in? Well, it was put in because it was assumed that there would be an honest press, for one thing. The press would expose crimes. The press would keep the government in check, a limited government to be sure to begin with. A watchdog. And then, of course, there were the people. Don't forget the people. People have a right to speak, to be heard, to say what they will say, to write what they will write. But now we seem to have a different interpretation. Now we have something else. Now we have social media trying to shut down independent media. Now we have suppression of ads on social media. Now we have, apparently here, Facebook talking with the French government about shutting down posts favorable to one candidate, Le Pen, in the upcoming election. We have a tremendous amount of pressure to say that fake news is proliferating everywhere and it's dangerous because you're too stupid to be able to differentiate between the real and the fake. Isn't that really what they're trying to get at? Or isn't that their justification? You're too stupid. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're dumb. You're undereducated. You're disadvantaged. You're dependent. You're a victim. And so we're going to help you. We're going to help you by taking fake news and putting it out of business and bringing front and center the real, holy, sacred temple of the news. CBS, NBC, BBC, Reuters, AP, CNN, and MSNBC. These are the priests of the news. They vet the news. They grind it out and they check it and they inspect it for contamination before they release it as pure as the driven snow to you because they care. They really care. These anchors, they sit at night in their penthouses in New York, and they wring their hands over the plight of you, the great unwashed public. Yes. They weep for you, just like Diane Sawyer. Remember her on ABC? She could weep at the drop of a hat. That was her calling card. Here I am, and I weep. And there was Brian Williams. Remember him? He of the late beautiful missile strike on Syria. He of the we were under helicopter fire, remember, that got him canned and then they brought him back in through the back door at MSNBC. I'm just an all-American boy, Brian Williams, riding my bike down through country lanes, throwing newspapers on front porches. It's a wonderful world, and I'm just a simple American boy here, giving you the purest driven snow news every night, the real thing, because we're getting rid of all the fake news. We're getting rid of the First Amendment. We're getting rid of free speech. We're getting rid of bad ideas that are infectious, that put your mind to the wrong place. You see? That's what we're doing. And occasionally when we come across a reporter like Cheryl Atkinson at CBS, remember her? She's still around, stronger than ever. But she was writing about Benghazi and Fast and Furious and the sway of fake swine flu epidemic. She was actually doing some investigating. So they, the great controllers, had to shut her down. They had to hack into her computer, not just at work, but at home. They had to hack into her television set and other phones in the house at home. In other words, it wasn't enough to do surveillance. They had to harass and electronically stalk her and her family because she was perverting the meaning of free speech by presenting dangerous ideas to the public that they couldn't really handle and would send them off down the wrong path. That's what they had to do. And so they did. And so she resigned. And now she has her own website and she writes books. And she's uncovered something very interesting recently about the President of the United States. And we're going to cover that on the other side of the break. But this is not just about Trump or Obama or Clinton. This is about any American president and their right to issue completely illegal orders on the people and enlist intelligence agents and agencies in completely illegitimate criminal activities.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Poncho fell.
John Rappaport back in the fourth hour for Alex at InfoWars. Talking about Cheryl Atkinson, former star investigative reporter at CBS. So on her website now, and I've written about this in the past week, she's been talking to a few very reliable intelligence sources of hers, and they told her some pretty incredible things, one of which I want to highlight here. What they are saying is, U.S. presidents can mount illegal, illegitimate, criminal surveillance operations, personally, presidents, beyond any court, any warrant, any legal maneuver, secret operations. They can enlist operatives from intelligence services, and they can promise these operatives, this would come from the president, immunity if the operation were ever exposed and they were ever caught. Not only would these operatives be granted immunity, but they would be permitted by the president to lie and say they were never involved in such operations. This is way beyond a FISA court. This is way beyond whatever they call a Title III. This is way beyond any of the sleazy means by which surveillance operations, targeted surveillance operations, are done. So you would have presidents who are able to, under the cloak of national security, of course, we have to protect the nation, get revenge on a personal enemy, win an advantage for re-election, hide a crime, anything, for any reason, mount a surveillance or other kind of secret operation. This is what Atkinson's intelligence sources recently told her. This, again, major media, please, coverage, forget it. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about presidents who have powers that exceed checks and balances, separation of powers, the Constitution, rule of law, precedents, whatever. No, we don't want to do that. Certainly don't want to do that. So this gives you room to ask questions. You, who are, of course, too dumb to appreciate the truth because we have to differentiate fake news from real news and only give you the real news because we are the kings of major media. But, okay, look into this. What operations that have taken place, for example, under Obama, under Clinton, under George Bush, could be highlighted in this way? That we don't even know about, that we wouldn't know about. Suppose Obama decided that he was going to support street chaos. Suppose Bill Clinton decided he was going to support, I don't know, the funneling and laundering of gigantic sums of money into his personal possession or the foundation that he runs. Suppose George W. Bush decided that he was going to, we know, cook up evidence for a massive war. Or that Dick Cheney was going to be involved in some little operation called, 9/11. Things we would not ordinarily know about. Where deniability is king. Where people can just say, I was never tasked by the president to do anything. I don't even know what you're talking about. No, never was involved, never heard of it, absolutely not. And I'm not going to go on trial because, just between you and me, the president said I wouldn't ever have to. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. In other words, government gone wild. Government gone completely insane. Let's look at something that is sane. A product from InfoWarsStore.com. Love the name. It's back for a limited time only. 33% off retail. 33% off. Caveman. Limited shipment is back. Now available at InfoWarsStore.com. 33% off. Bone broth, more than 7 different primal superfoods. Wild turmeric root, shaga mushrooms, bee pollen, the bone broth. This is paleo nutrition. It comes to the store, it sells out, it goes, and it's back now. No telling how long because limited time. 33% off. Lots of people are going to be ordering this product. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support InfoWars. Support what free speech is really for. Support independent media, support genuine news, real research, freedom, and the defeat of globalism. And go do that at InfoWarsStore.com. Speaking of which, let's get into a little bit here. This is one of these stories, I don't know about you, but it makes me... Is cringe the right word? No. It's like, when is the stupidity and the insanity going to end? I'm talking about all of the stories that the major media sells that have to do with ISIS, terrorists connected with ISIS. As if this is some phenomenon that rose up out of some strange foreign place, organically grew on its own, spread wings, and now we have to deal with it. Now we have to face it. Now we have to fight it. When we know from all sorts of reports that ISIS was created, funded, backed, advised, encouraged, supplied with weapons by the empire builders, U.S. empire builders and its allies, globalists, neocons who want chaos, who want endless war, who demand endless war. You could say, here's where it started in Afghanistan. Of course, it goes back much further than that. But let's look at Afghanistan. I mean, here's the story we're told. The Russians are going into Afghanistan. It's a Soviet war. Bang, 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 bang. And it's a very difficult war for the Russians. So the CIA secretly intercedes and helps to bring in a guy named Osama bin Laden and his crew, who are not from Afghanistan, in case that fact has escaped people. And they come in from the outside, and they're going to help the people of Afghanistan fight the Soviets. So the U.S. CIA trains them, equips them, gives them intel, information, etc., 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 and Stinger missiles, we all know that story. And then Russia is eventually cowed and has to leave in defeat. Okay. Terrific operation. But then, oh, wait a minute. Osama and his crew turn on the United States and the West in general. Oh, ooh, unintended consequence. We didn't know that was going to happen. We didn't plan for it. We didn't think about it. We never really did any research on these guys. Honest, this was not our fault. It just happened. Okay, so suppose we accept that story for the moment, that then it happened that way, unintended consequence. But from that point on, we would not accept that story because, hey, you were stung. You learned. You took a lesson. You took advice. You're smarter now. You're wiser. You're not going to fall for that anymore, right? Right. We'll never do that again. Oh, wait. Libya, Syria, Iraq. Oh, we didn't know. We didn't know it was going to happen, that when we destroyed these countries, we just didn't understand that, oh, you know, they were going to turn around, that the rebels were going to become allied with the terrorists, and they weren't going to create, three branches of government. They wouldn't have a Thomas Jefferson or a James Madison. We didn't realize they weren't going to put up all kinds of Roman architecture and create a Washington, D.C. No, instead they were going to just spread death and destruction and chaos and make hellholes out of these countries. We honestly didn't know. Really, is that right? You didn't know. It was an unintended consequence, just time after time. In fact, in the article that those of you who are watching can see, that goes up on the screen from No More Fake News, Obama himself was asked in an interview with Chris Wallace of Fox News several years after the Libya debacle, when that country was turned into utter and complete disintegrated chaos, what the biggest mistake of his presidency was, and he said, not planning for the day after in Libya. Really? Are you kidding? What lunatic would believe that story? We made a mistake. When we went in and destroyed Libya completely, you know, we just didn't think about what would happen when we turned around and left. There was the picnic with Michelle and the kids and her organic garden, and I had to fill out my brackets for March Madness, and it just slipped my mind, and apparently the National Security Council and the Pentagon, they didn't think about it either, so we left Libya, and we forgot, and all of a sudden, it was terrorists wall to wall. They were fighting each other and killing civilians, and the whole thing just went to pot. That's what happened. I'm sorry. I mean, that was a mistake. You know, that was like leaving my car keys in the 7-Eleven. Yeah, mistake. And we're supposed to buy this, right? We are supposed to actually buy this. This is the pure, sanctified, holy temple of major media news giving us the straight story and not even asking a question about it, such as, Mr. President, are you kidding? Are you kidding that you didn't think about the day after the U.S. left Libya? That the Pentagon, who does nothing when they're not fighting wars, besides planning wartime scenarios and contingency plans, they spend millions and billions on this. And what's going to happen if we do this and that and the aftermath of invasion and attack and destruction, that none of these generals piped up, that nobody said to you from the CIA, wait a second, Mr. President, you've got to think about what's going to happen after we empower these people, these terrorists that we created, by the way, and we know them well. We really do. I mean, you know, we understand them. When you create something, you understand it. So we know what's going to happen, and here's what it is. Let me lay it out for you. No, that's okay. I've got to go. Invade Libya. Talk to me after we've gone. After we destroy whatever we're going to destroy, and after we get out. We're supposed to buy this. And we're supposed to buy what the major media news are telling us about fake news, that independent media are the fake news, whereas they are the good stuff, the organic, pasture-raised, non-chemical version of the purest of the pure news, delivered to you every day by people who really care. They care about you, so they tell you the truth. Really, really. We created the terrorist force. We destroyed the rest of the country, Libya, a lot of Syria, big swatches of Iraq, just as examples here, you know. We unleashed the terror, but we didn't know it was going to happen. We just didn't know. Hey, you know, we can't know everything. Yeah, we can't know everything. And there are no big-time major media reporters that are getting in the face of politicians like McCain and others who are saying, wait a minute, we just can't let this go by. We got to corner you. We got to ask you questions. Sit down. Let's talk for an hour. Let's put it live on television because we have these questions. Big time questions. You didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, you could go up to some guy at random on the street in Indiana and just say, look, we're going to paint a scenario for you. Here's what's going to happen. We got these terrorists that we created, lots of them, and they don't only fight against the government in power. They fight against themselves. And we gave them weapons. I mean, nasty weapons, high-power weapons. And we're going to go in there with planes, you see. We're going to bomb the country, destroy a lot of it, the public buildings, utilities, all that kind of stuff. And we're going to take out the president. We're going to murder him. And then we're just going to basically turn around and leave. So, what would you say is going to happen after that? How's that country going to work after that? You think we're going to have a Jeffersonian democracy? You think we're going to have a constitutional convention? You think we're going to have three branches of government? What do you think? And that guy will tell you, 68 tons more of the truth than in that little capsule statement of Obama's, like, we didn't think about what would happen the day after we left Libya. No, just, it was like a little glitch that happens sometimes. I mean, you've seen it. You walk into a room and you look around. You wonder, why am I in the room? Why did I walk into this? I knew I wanted something. What was it? Was it my keys? What was it? Can't remember. We just didn't remember to think about what would happen when we left. That's the story. I mean, I'm sorry, but, it happens. This took kind of stuff. Can't be perfect, right? Can't be perfect. We'll be back with a short segment after this break. John Rappaport sitting in for Alex on InfoWars.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you.
back for the last segment here in the fourth hour, John Rappaport, InfoWars, sitting in for Alex. You know, one of the great cards that we have to play in our deck is they, major media, really think that we are so stupid that we're going to buy these stories that I was discussing, for example, before the break. Like, oh, it was just, you know, a mistake. We didn't think about what would happen after we completely decimated the country and destroyed it and unleashed the terrorists that we had created, armed and funded and provided intel to. And, you know, we just didn't know. And oops, chaos. Oops, no more country. Oops, no more nation. You know, the people who feed us this, including Obama, I mean, he's the one that said that. That was the biggest mistake of his presidency. Oops. We just didn't. That's what he said on Fox. I mean, and nobody picked up on it. Worst mistake of his presidency. We didn't. He said the quote was actually probably failing to plan for the day after. Oops. The day after we left Libya in ashes and smoke. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Just, you know. Oh, I don't know. And so he's sitting there with Chris Wallace. There's no follow-up. No follow-up from any other major news outlet. Nobody picks up on that and says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We've got to look into this. Not only do we have to say, hey, Mr. President, this was not a mistake. This is not a mistake. Now, if you want to call it utter destruction, chaos, mass murder? Yeah, we could buy that, sure. But a mistake? You know, destroying the future of a country, turning it into a non-nation? Yeah, we could buy that. But not planning for the day after. No, we can't buy that at all. And then, as a follow-up, what do you expect? Or what would you expect if you had a real press, mainstream press? We're going to send out reporters to dig into this. What actually did happen in Libya? Well, that's what Cheryl Atkinson was doing with Benghazi when they began to harass her and surveil her computers and hack into them and hack into her phones at work and at home and television set at home and so on. And she found an extra cable, you know, as in cable television, outside her house. And she told the workman to leave it there because it was evidence, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. I mean, that's more than surveilling. That's what happened to her. When she thought to herself, well, you know, I don't think that was just a mistake. I don't think that was just a mistake what happened in Libya, and I think we ought to find out more about it. Because I have a feeling there's a lot more that we could learn about it. Sure. That's what a really honest press would do. That's where they would go. Let's find out what's really happening in Libya now after it's been destroyed. Let's report on it in depth, chapter and verse, video, photos, documentary. Let's lay it at the feet of those who are responsible. They don't think about that. So we have to think about that. And we're ready to, and we do. Thanks for paying attention. John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour on InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.